Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a wonderful guest with us today, Tommy.
I found myself sitting in a chair with two people, but then I found out it was Smosh Mouth. 2 cents horror!
Whoa! Oh! Wait, hey, should I take horror. Offense to that?
Yeah.
No, and no. I won't.
Good.
And I won't because I'm taking the high road.
That's great.
There you go. But then it turns out the high road had the goblins.
Oh, two sentence horror.
Two sentence horror.
Two sentence horror.
Smosh Mouth.
Today we're going to be reading some two sentence horror stories. We haven't done this in a minute. We did it once.
It's been a year?
It's been well over a year.
Wow.
Wow.
We read these with Damien a long time ago. It was a blast.
It was a blast.
But now there's been some time for more two sentence horror stories to accrue. Mm-hmm. And primarily some bad ones. So we're going to be reading a bunch of those, and Tommy, you're joining us for
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I also like spooky things, so I feel
you're
good
a spooky
here.
Guy.
And may I say, I think two-sentence horrors are almost always bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any that made me go, oh, that's spooky.
It's
no.
I think there's some, because there's the classic that we read last time where it's like your mom calls for you up in the second story, and you're walking up the stairs, and then all of a sudden you hear from the kitchen, no, don't go up there, I heard it too, your mom's voice from the kitchen.
Oh,
right,
wait,
so you don't
yeah.
know who's
so
your
like
mom.
Those, it's like, oh, what? Like,
that's decent.
There's none that are going to be like actually scary,
right.
but it's kind of more like, ooh, a spooky thought, you know,
okay.
like or a good setup for a world or a story.
Right. Oh, I forget this is like for like a younger brain too, perhaps. Maybe I'm a jaded old man.
I
you
think
are
it's
not.
All over the place. I think.
Okay.
I think it just depends
on
the I'm
not a hater. I'm excited. This is going to be great.
I'm not excited. I'm not a jaded old man. I'm just a wonderful man. That's
I'm
you.
A wonderful regular age man.
You're regular aged.
Regular. Yeah. That's what my doctor said.
And that's very good.
I haven't been to the doctor in a year. That's not true.
Uh-oh.
It's not true. Kind of true. What's up?
Don't do that. Not good.
Okay.
I go to the doctor all the time.
Well,
know why.
You have
why?
A human baby inside of
Because we're checking in on that. I'm like, what's that feeling? A foot? Okay. A foot in the ribs.
Foot in the ribs. Aw, he's playing xylophone.
Yeah, he is.
Aw, cute.
So cute.
What's been going on, guys? We have a little... okay, so let me be honest. I accrued a bunch of bad two-sentence horrors.
And he's worried that it's not enough.
I'm worried that I don't have enough, that if we start reading them now, we're going to run out.
I get it.
And I'd rather talk now.
What's the last horror movie you watched?
It kind of counts as a horror movie. Warfare. That A24
Iraq out?
Movie. Oh yeah, it's on.
Wait, the one with the kids running like this?
No, that's Weapons.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's...
talking about Weapons. That movie looks scary.
No, I want to watch that so bad.
I want to see Bring Her Back, but I haven't
so,
seen it yet.
I watched Bring Her Back.
Okay,
it's out. Yes,
it is out.
I've heard people say they loved it. Did
he
you not
didn't
love
like it?
Okay, I didn't not like it. It's very contained.
Okay,
it's very like we have one set. And you're like, neat.
So, it's the bathtub.
What?
It's the kitchen. I mean, it's the bathroom. Isn't it all set in the bathroom?
It's the KFC.
It's not all set in the bathroom.
Okay, well.
That's interesting, though. I want to know what you're thinking about.
What the hell is going on?
What movie,
movie
am
called
I
the
thinking
bathroom.
Of?
You're thinking of bathroom.
Isn't it the woman from Blue Jasmine? Don't
yeah,
worry about
maybe.
It.
Maybe. Anyway, it's good. It's good. It is good. It's kind of got that, like... A friend of a friend was like, it made me cry again. And I was like, it made you cry?
Again?
Again. I mean, there's some, it's like acty.
if that makes sense.
Oh.
It's like drama acty with like a little bit of horror.
Got it.
But there's some things where it's like, I wish we explored that more. But instead we did like the, this is a human story. As opposed to the like, okay, well, you have a like a freak-ass demon thing right there.
Yeah.
Why aren't we talking about that?
Because it's
but
about,
I'm a horror guy.
Because Bring Her Back's about grief, right?
Yes.
Because their previous movie, Talk to Me, is like one of my favorite horror movies.
I love
And Talk to Me is very clearly about drugs.
Yes.
Like just very clearly about drugs. But I thought it was so awesome. I haven't seen it since I saw it in theaters, but that's probably one of my favorites. There's been some just banger horror movies these past
really
few years.
Really good horror movies.
That and Barbarian. Mm. I mean, dude.
And then Long Legs came around, and you were like, all right.
Long Legs was...
Nick Cage did that.
The trailer was so awesome.
It was so awesome.
They were like, you're going to fucking freak out about this movie. And then I watched it, and I was like,
and
what?
It's Nick Cage being like, No,
the first half of the movie was like, we're not going to let you see him. And then all of a sudden, they're just in the store, and they're like, by the way, he looks like this. He's like, hello! And you're like, oh.
He's
we spent this whole time waiting? And then he's like, actually, I make dolls, and it's about demons. I don't know.
Yeah, Long Legs was,
Well, I told you what happened to me at Long Legs. I went to go see it at the Vista, and I went by myself, which was great. A bold move, but I loved it. And I sat down, and an old lady was sitting behind me. Right? No big deal. She was alone.
Old.
She had her mask, but it was here.
Ooh.
She had a mask on. It was here.
Terrifying.
No one's wearing masks really anymore, but it was here. She decided to get up, and the whole theater is pretty much open, and then sit next to me.
Yep.
Oh.
And the whole time, she kept turning her head to look at me.
Oh, well, she's inspecting.
Can I...
Yes, this happened. And I looked at her and she went and looked away.
Oh.
For about 10 minutes.
Did you ever say, can I help you?
I didn't say, can I help you? I was very close. And then she got up and went back to her seat.
Maybe she thought you were her daughter.
I don't know.
You know what's so weird?
Is that my daughter?
On several occasions, I've seen movies by myself and that shit has happened multiple times.
Same old lady?
No, just like people. Another person comes and sits and it'll be like an empty row and they'll come and sit down next to you.
Yep.
And I've had this, a guy sat down next to me, kind of was looking around, and then he got up and he moved away after that. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
Y'all are doing solo movies wrong.
Wait, what should we be doing?
Okay, there's row one, row two, maybe row three up front. No one ever wants to sit there.
Yeah.
Then there's like barricade row, right? Your boat, gently downstream. Right in front of the barricade, we've got our accessibility pockets, but then there's usually one or two seats that are solo there.
And you do those.
You pop those when you go select, purchase.
Oh, I should do that.
You do that.
See,
That's the
Vista,
solo one.
The Vista didn't have that. The Vista's just like old school.
Right, so you're just sitting anywhere.
And when you go by yourself, it's always like an invitation. There's always that person that's like...
But that's what happens when you're solo going somewhere, usually.
But
people are like, who's that?
But they don't normally say anything to you.
Well, it's a movie theater.
Is it like a, is there like a secret, is there like a society of like, is this like a...
What's going on here?
I got to know if like there's something that I'm missing here, that this is a way that people meet up or something. It's like swingers or something where it's like, oh, well, you had the pineapple. It's like, well, I'm just sitting here alone.
Do you think the old lady was hoping to take me home?
I don't
know.
She's like, you're my daughter. Nope.
No? You can be a different kind of daughter.
That's a horror movie.
But truly, I've seen maybe, in my life, I've seen six movies by myself in theaters.
That's
right?
It?
Yeah, probably that. I
saw Hereditary by myself.
Oh, fun.
Ooh, that's
that
crazy.
Was incredible.
Good for you.
And I saw Talk to Me by myself. I've seen other ones by myself, but
Talk
those are the
me
two.
Talk to Me by myself is scary, I would say.
Yeah, that's I saw it twice in theaters.
I saw Talk to Me by myself. Technically, because I was there by myself, and then suddenly Luke and some other people came and sat in the row in front of me. Some coworkers.
Oh, got it. Here. So you were alone
so
at
I wasn't,
first.
I was alone at first, but then I technically watched it with them. They just didn't know they were watching
oh,
it
with that's, me. Did you see, that's a horror movie.
Did you tap their shoulder?
No, I waited until after the movie, and then we talked.
Waited until after the movie?
They walked in as the trailers were already like going. So like it was like the movie was kind of starting.
And you respect
so I was,
the trailers.
I'm just going to chill here. Like I came to watch a movie by myself. I'm going to chill here.
Good for you.
Okay. When you go to the movie theater, I'm sorry, I just remembered something.
Whoa.
And I'm really passionate about it.
Love it.
Some people go, the movie is listed to start at 9:15. I'm going to leave my home at 9:15.
I
And I'm like,
and I hate
what?
Them. I hate them.
I want to be in my chair with my giant sugar-free root beer that I will drink two of, which is a two-liter bottle, basically.
That's, how do you not get up and pee?
I do, but I run.
I was going to say.
No.
How do you movie theater? Do you get there way before and you sit and you know you're like on time and all that, or are you like, I'm not going to watch the previews. I don't care if I miss the first 5 minutes of the movie.
No.
Sometimes all the exposition is in the first five minutes of the movie.
If I miss the first 5 minutes of a movie, I'm leaving. I'm like, I've missed the movie.
I went and saw the new Mission Impossible movie, which by the way is one of the worst movies ever made.
No.
It's,
he did his own stunts again.
It's hilarious.
No!
Did you like the other Mission Impossibles?
They were fine, but I was with my Luke, and then we went and we showed up like 10 minutes into the movie, and they were like, now we've got to go, and I'm like, go where? And so for like 30 minutes we were like, I don't know what this movie's about.
Why were you late?
Because other people in the household wanted to leave when the movie started.
You should have left them.
I would have said no. I would have said no.
I know.
We're not doing that.
Wait.
That is shocking behavior.
When the movie started or when the movie was listed to start?
Listed to start.
That's when they leave.
Because then it takes 22 minutes to get to the theater. Then I want to get my giant soda. Then we got to walk into the theater and sit down.
What was their logic for leaving when the movie starts?
Well, then they don't have to watch the previews.
But the previews are the best part.
I love trailers. James is nodding his head. James, where do you stand on this?
James, are you a freak like that?
James, are you a freak?
Do you leave?
I've timed the trailers.
Show
up right before the movie.
And Alexina is agreeing with that. We have monsters in this room with
monsters.
Us.
Monsters.
I actually don't respect
you guys. I love trailers.
at all. I don't respect you. I don't want to see you.
James, I do not trust you behind the cameras now.
When we turn off the cameras,
no
do not approach
me. No respect for cinematography if you are manning these cameras.
This is awful. The previews are the best part. You want to get your seat.
Cozy on up.
Get cozy.
Eat your whole bowl of popcorn before the movie starts.
Exactly.
I get frustrated with how many trailers there are sometimes.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I like to be there for when the trailers start.
Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called AutoQuote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Players
I feel
so
weird
fun.
When the music's like, it's fun. It's part of the like, part of the thing.
I have getting there anxiety, you know?
Me too.
Oh, yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I like to just be at the place that I want to be at.
Me too.
I don't like being late, if that,
I
you
hate
know?
It when you're trying to find parking.
Oh, the parking is.
And you're so stressed out and you're like, we're going to miss the movie.
Right.
I won't go.
It is a story set in time for one chunk of time. Mm-hmm. You're going to miss part of the story. It's storytelling.
Yes. And the opening is like the most important part.
I wonder if it's an L.A. thing, because I do think in L.A. people are late. People are late to a lot of shit in L.A.
It pisses me off when people
are
super late.
I wonder if people listening or watching this from other states or countries are going to be like, who does that? But it's like common in L.A.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
It's also just common in L.A. to be like, oh, we're having this thing, this dinner, this lunch, this whatever. And it's like, people are going to show up 45 minutes late.
Yeah.
Like, that's just kind of a normal thing.
And that's so interesting to me. It's like, being late to, like, events, okay, I can understand. But being late to a movie, like, missing 15 minutes?
That's what I mean. I'll show up too late to an event because they'll expect people
to show up,
you know.
It's a window.
But, right.
There's some things that are a window. A movie starts at a time, and that story's beginning. And if you miss 5 minutes, you don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm not friends with those people anymore.
Some people
anymore.
Just don't care about the movies that much.
I think that's kind of the situation.
I think they don't really care. I don't think they like movies that much. They're there to just like be there with friends.
That's really hard for me to handle.
Like, James
hates
movies.
I've never been late to movie.
So James has actually timed it out expertly. Yes. Yes. I'm with people that have not done that.
Okay, well, so, and to be fair, Alexina works production. She knows how to time things out.
That's
you're
true.
With people who
are winging it.
They're winging it.
Winging
well,
it.
No, no, no. I don't hang out with those people anymore. They're excommunicated from my life. Let's be real. Like, no. We don't go to movies together. Or I say, fuck off. I'm going in there.
Right.
Okay, we I have carpooling. A question.
Yes.
If you go to the movies and you saw a couple or people who also went to the movies and you know them, you're like, oh my God, it's yeah. so good to see you, but you weren't planning on it, do you guys then sit together or you go, ah? Oh.
Well, most of the time there's reserved seats
imagine
at these spots.
Imagine if there wasn't.
You're going to sit and watch a movie anyway, and you're not going to – listen, if it's a horrible, horrible movie, I love going over and be like, this guy's going to die. You know, like, I love being like, who the fuck's that guy?
Uh-huh.
But if it's just, like, a couple, and then it's you, and maybe you and someone else, it's like, we're just going to sit there and watch this anyway.
So you kind of – do
so
you,
I'd
like,
go, hey.
Assume?
And then, like, I'd chat, and especially if we're here early before the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll chat for a bit, and then I'll be yeah. like, okay, let's debrief after, you know? And yeah. then we go and sit and watch and then
and
come
out.
You
do your own thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you? Are you like, let's sit together?
No.
Yeah.
I'm the same way, but I think I saw, this was years ago, I saw friends, and I felt like they were mad at me, and maybe that was just, I don't know, because I really wanted to sit in this spot, and they're like, oh, we'll see you in there. Come sit with us.
No.
Oh. And I went.
You got your spot.
Oh, yeah, and I got really overwhelmed by it,
yeah.
and I was like, oh, no, Amanda, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And Guardia was like, it doesn't matter. Let's just sit with them. And I was like, but I don't know where they're sitting. It's got to be a specific
no.
spot. And then we walked in, and they were not sitting in the place I wanted to sit.
Were they sitting, like, far in the back?
They were sitting far in the back, and I don't like that
I don't
shit.
Like that either.
I like middle center.
Yeah, exactly. Middle center.
Middle
exactly.
center.
You're in the movie theater. You want it to be big.
You want it to be big.
You don't
want to
be up front going like, whoa!
Middle
and you don't
center
be in
is
the, back
the best.
Hey?
Right.
So I didn't sit with them. And
yeah.
then after, they were like, did you like the movie?
Mm.
Like, and I was like, oh, no. Are we done? Is this over?
It's over. You're going to excommunicate
It's
them.
A real thing that I still think about.
I will say I am an aisle, not a center. But that's because I've got to pee half of a 2-liter aisle.
See, I am mathematical about how much water I drink. I don't drink soda because that'll make me pee.
Same.
So I get a bottle of water, and I'm, like, timing it out.
Same.
That I'm like, okay, I'm making
okay,
sure that I'm not. We have the same exact movie theater
you're
etiquette.
Too,
Shane,
you're
you and
too
me are very
specific.
Similar.
I'm middle center. No, I'm an H or a G aisle for sure every time.
H or G? My shit.
H13? Come on, give
An
it every
aisle?
Time.
Anyone can snag you. Anyone can
I'm
grab
getting,
your leg.
I'm not getting snatched.
What?
I've got to pee.
Anyone can walk
to
by
pee.
You and snatch you up.
Okay, this is where we're different
mom?
Here. I don't know what's going on.
No, you don't sit in the aisle. It's just...
And you bring someone with you, so you run to the bathroom and you come back and you go...
What I
I'd be so pissed.
I no, hold it.
I'm not telling you. They're on the mission and it's impossible.
It's impossible.
And he does his own stunts.
What do you get? You just get a bottle of water?
I just get a bottle of water or I get like the cup and I get the free water and then sometimes I put soda water and I don't tell them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, bad girl.
Okay.
Soda
I'm a bad
water.
Girl.
Oh, crazy.
And okay. I literally sip it throughout the whole movie so I don't go overboard. Because I do not like leaving and peeing.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Oh.
I don't either.
It's not that big of a deal.
I am not leaving.
So I will sit there with a diaper for the whole, I'm just
yeah.
kidding, I'm not wearing a diaper. I'll just let it go through the seat.
Yeah. That's what they're built for.
You imagine?
Built for that.
They're built for that.
Yeah.
Super absorbent.
They can handle that.
I was not expecting you to say that. That's awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we want to read 2-sentence horror stories?
Yeah, let's do it.
You feel more
so,
secure about it?
I pulled up the Reddit. Yeah, I feel a little more secure now.
I feel cured enough. Crude enough.
I found one from, this is from like a roughly a year ago. Not quite a year ago. This is a good one. This okay. one was, this was like popular on the 2-sentence horror
okay.
subreddit.
Okay.
And for those who don't know, 2-sentence horror is a subreddit on Reddit where people submit 2-sentence horror stories.
Okay. 2-sentence horror Reddit subreddit.
Yeah.
This one was written by a user named This Is Not Chicken. They wrote, in quotations, "Please God, don't let it look in the closet, I silently prayed. Please God, don't let it look in the closet, it parroted back from the next room." See? So, like, it's spooky. Like, that's
it
like
parroted
a...
Parroted back
from... A monster was, like, in their house, and it could hear their thoughts.
And it repeated it?
Yeah.
Did mm-hmm. you get it?
No. I guess I got it. I was like, wait, does that mean that
right.
the monster's hiding from him too, and we don't know who the monster is?
I think the monster could have
it. It makes you think.
May I say, I could have used a third sentence on that one.
Yeah.
I wish you found some third.
Okay. I wish you found three sentences.
I have another two sentences.
Okay.
I tucked my child into bed, and as I turned to leave, they said, Daddy, I think there is someone in my closet. When I opened the door to check, I only found an empty closet and a note pinned to the inside, written in my handwriting, she isn't real.
That was three sentences, wasn't it?
That's a semicolon.
Can I see?
Or a colon.
That's a long two sentence, but I liked it.
Okay, that is one.
It's basically kind of like...
There's a lot
in
of commas
rhythm,
and a
in
lot
rhythm,
of...
it's three sentences.
Sorry, and what was the ending there?
She isn't real.
Which means the mom was taken to another portal, another dimension, and the demon is now the mom at this time. Am I right?
Well, no. I think it's the daughter's not real. The daughter's in bed saying, hey, there's a monster in the closet. He checks the closet, and there's a note that he wrote saying she isn't real.
He wrote it himself?
It's in his handwriting. That's what he said.
So he has to remind himself?
Yeah.
I guess I like that one.
I don't.
I'm going to say I think like I like that one.
Now we're going to read these bad two-sentence horrors and decide
the
if these are
ones?
Better. Well, there's others. I just wanted to prime us with some good ones.
I love it.
So, okay.
We come to theaters.
Here we
to
go.
Laugh. To cry.
To cry.
And although these are bad, I should just say, trigger warning, it's, of course, these are scary or dark subjects.
Yeah.
These are edgy subjects often. These are people, I think the funniest bad two-sentence horrors are when you can tell it's like a teenage dude who is like, I'm going to write something so fucked up. And it's just horribly executed.
Yeah.
If you are triggered by mediocrity, please turn off the podcast now.
We have zero listeners.
They've all turned the podcast off.
Okay, this one's really bad.
Okay.
Some of these, you can tell they were like, they're being silly. Some of them, I don't know.
They're trying to
the
be
best,
edgy.
I think that's what we have to determine.
Right.
Which ones do we think the person was trying to actually be scary?
I love that.
This first one. My boyfriend never wanted to take me out fishing until I turned into a worm.
Oh God.
They're being a little silly on that.
You know that meme? That meme?
You know I don't.
Of like the would you love me if I was a worm?
No.
No? There was a meme going around. Okay, I love this. I get to be the teacher this time. There was a meme going around of like girlfriends being like asking their boyfriends like, would you love me if I was a worm?
Oh.
And like just to test how much they love them. Like that was kind of like the joke. And then it kept evolving where, you know, whatever. So this just shows that he didn't love her because
well,
he turned into a
I
worm.
I don't think I would love my partner if they were a worm. That would be really hard to, like, you know, have sex.
Yeah.
What if they were a big worm?
Really big worm.
I don't think I'm into that, guys. I don't want to be slimed.
They kind of look this. Dry them off. Dry the worm off.
I'm going to towel the worm down?
Yeah. Let him roll around in the towel.
All right, let's
do
get
one of these.
You dry.
Yeah.
And then he just, what happens?
It looks the same. I mean, it feels the same if you're not looking at it.
How do I get him
it's
in
a
the
worm.
Car? See, I think these.
Put him in a big bag. like a little
really,
dog.
In a tote?
Yeah, tote
okay.
him around.
He'd have to be really funny and fun. I don't think I
could
do
have
it.
A good personality.
Jane,
next one.
Okay,
Jane,
one could argue this is actually good, but this was I found this under like a bad two sentence horror like Twitter. There's an old bit of folklore that says shivers are caused when someone steps on your future gravesite. I'd always dismissed it as just that until I noticed that I couldn't stop shaking whenever my new neighbor was out gardening. I think that one's actually good.
Because the neighbor kills them.
Yeah.
And then buries them in their yard.
Okay.
Here's another. These are. It's like it's.
I love,
it's
okay.
Here, I love watching your response.
It's never not going to be all right.
Okay.
There's a guy in my class that could only answer 10 to any questions he's asked. One day, one of my classmates went missing, and he now say 11. You cannot do spelling mistakes like or grammar.
You only have two sentences. You can't. You can't screw up. You gotta spell check. It's two sentences. You know, say 11.
Holy shit. So
one funny. Day, one of my classmates went missing, and now he say 11.
And now he say 11. I think this person wrote this for real.
Yeah.
This person was like, this is going to break the internet.
Yes. People are going to lose their minds.
And now he say 11.
And now he say 11 from the twisted mind. Well, we found Tommy's favorite.
Oh, that's so funny.
I love Tommy's laugh so much.
He said 11. Okay.
Okay.
Tommy's laugh is like this beautiful wail. It's like a wailing woman.
Shut up.
And I love it so deeply.
I have different laughs depending on how hard you got me.
It's true. You really do.
I feel like that was close to the peak there.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now he's saying that.
That's pretty good.
This one's ridiculous. My precious toddler who has just learned to speak. Daddy, please stop hitting mom. Turns into evil toddler without me.
No! I hate that one.
What?
That one is so dumb.
Toddler turns into evil toddler?
Without me.
Without me.
That one was like not the best.
So who's
that
the hero basic. In this story? Mom? That sucks.
Just, there's no winners.
She's getting beat by her son and husband.
Toddler.
Her toddler's like, come here, Manny. Get the belt.
Okay, I think this one might be my favorite.
Okay.
When we started dating, I didn't notice anything unusual about my partner. But then one day, suddenly horses weren't called horses anymore.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. Is that it?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Wait.
When we started dating, I didn't notice anything unusual about my partner. But then one day, suddenly horses weren't called horses anymore.
Horses weren't called horses
anymore.
Does that mean he's dating a horse?
I don't know.
Does that...
See, isn't that scary?
It's scary because it doesn't make sense.
We don't know
what's going on.
Suddenly horses aren't called horses anymore?
Hey, it happens.
Hey!
Hey! Oh, speaking of... Hey! This next one...
Hey!
This one is really scary. Boy, I am enjoying this sunny day. I hate that I'm allergic to grain, though, I said to my friend. Then the grain rain started.
Oh, dear God.
I don't like this person.
The grain rain?
The grain rain.
Someone's at the back of the bus, and it's bouncing around, and it bounces really hard, and he hits his head on the fucking ceiling of the bus, and he's like, grain rain. I got it. Grain rain.
Grain rain. What?
He presses submit on the 11 story, and then he's like, I got another one.
I've got another.
Grain rain.
Oh, no. These are bad.
Oh, my goodness.
As I stuck my dick into the glory hole.
Whoa!
I forgot.
Okay, I'm in love with this one so far.
I love it.
As I stuck my dick into the glory hole, I forgot to read the sign. It was the penis explosion chamber.
Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
First of all, he used dick and penis in the same two sentences. I don't know about this
guy. I know. You got to make a choice.
The penis explosion chamber.
Penis explosion chamber.
So have you guys run into those?
Yeah, they have them.
Yeah.
And how do they explode? What happens?
The Eagle's got a lot of explosion chambers.
Oh, the Eagles?
Yeah, that, the Eagle.
That's the gay bar?
That's
yeah,
crazy.
It's a gay bar. I know. Silver Lake.
Yeah.
It was a good band.
The leather bar.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I'd love to go.
That you should. You should bring the baby.
Oh my God, I would love that. We'll
find
the glory
hole. There's a baby explosion chamber.
Baby explosion chamber. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
These are exceptionally awful.
This one's dumb. The man had the option between counting to 1 billion or 10 years in prison for his punishment. It was only after 20 years when he had lost count that he realized his mistakes.
Oh, God, because it took
And that man, Mr. Beast.
Oh, he hates you.
So, okay.
It took him 20 years to count to a billion, but he could have served 10.
Yeah.
Right, and then he lost count, so he had to start over, I guess.
Start over.
Oh, wow. That's so dark.
The Count of Monte Cristo.
Starring Toni Collette.
That's what it's about. I read that book, Alexander Dumas.
Yeah, The Count of Monte Cristo is about
counts.
This.
He counts. That's why it's so long.
I know.
Because he's counting.
They have a new movie coming out. Did you know that?
What?
Well, here's what's coming is this next this next two-sentence horror story.
I cannot wait.
And it goes, I come in the sink. It does not stop. I sink in the cum.
Whoa! How's he getting his body in that sink?
Where is he
sinking to? The bottom?
He's going.
I
come in the sink.
I sink in the cum. These are bad.
This is really awful. Like, that one has to be a bit.
That one has to be like...
I think that one's a bit. I think this next one's a bit. Bird one, uh-oh. Bird two, don't worry. He only has one stone.
Killed two birds with one stone.
Very good. Very good.
That one actually That's good. Crushed.
That's awesome.
I loved that.
Can anything beat 11? We gotta see.
No.
That might be the peak.
That's the funniest thing
I've
ever heard.
We're gonna see if something can beat it. As they soaked my legs in salt water, I thought, this isn't a very effective way to torture someone until they brought in the goat.
Sorry.
What?
And why are we laughing? What did I miss?
I'm sorry. What?
So Spencer told me that apparently there's a meme made out of this two sentence where it's like, and then they brought in the goat, and it's a photo of LeBron walking in.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Wait, how is
Because goats
soaking-
like salt. So they're gonna. It's gonna lick your legs.
And why is that torture? It sounds.
Is it known that goats like salt?
I don't know.
This like a thing?
I think
that
like animals like salt licks and stuff. Like they just
sure.
Lick
animals
things.
Like salt licks.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't grown on a farm.
Also, why is it torture that your legs are soaked in salt?
I don't know.
Ooh, sounds like torture to me.
Ooh, you gotta get in the jacuzzi.
What's happening?
I thought
here?
It was gonna like spray its milk in the water and turn into cheese or something. And they're like, I hate goat cheese. 2 cents more.
That's how goat cheese is made.
I don't know.
Sentences like that make me feel like I'm tripping.
Yeah.
Right. No,
not
yeah.
in a good way. You know,
You're like, I don't understand English right now.
Yeah, when you get out of a conversation with someone who's a little, you know, it's a little interesting and you're like, what?
You're like, what happened there?
Yeah. You're like, yeah.
For my first wish, he said, I want to be a girl. Then his penis exploded.
Oh, he went to the chamber.
Is this the same guy?
Probably the same guy.
Yeah, I went to the chamber.
Penis
explosion.
Put
your dick in the glory hole.
Yeah, she went
in the penis
chamber.
Explosion chamber.
In the penis explosion chamber.
And I think we should tell trans stories on these podcasts.
Yeah. 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 Yep.
We're already at 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Did you accrue enough? That's the horror that's happening.
No,
we actually have
we actually have so many.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
we're actually good. We're actually good.
Oh good.
Okay. We've amped enough up top.
This morning, I woke up left-handed. I just want to go home. Someone replied to that one. They just said, what?
Yeah.
This morning, I woke up left-handed. I just want to go home.
I just want to go home.
When you wake up in the right-handed left-handed. Prison?
In the hand explosion chamber.
Hand explosion chamber.
Someone wrote, as I sucked his cock.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
It sucked back.
How?
I'm just reading what I found,
okay? I know you wrote this, okay? Hold on.
And I'm like, oh, you could tell which ones I wrote, because I'm like, what'd you guys think of that
one?
Yeah, the
comments were actually pretty positive, which was cool, very supportive.
They keep that dick at the hospital in case you, like, you know, take the wrong, they got to pump your stomach.
Fuck.
They're like, open up.
Oh, now it's a two-sentence horror.
I love it. I love it.
They say you only die when you're forgotten. I lie in my coffin, as I have for the last 1,000 years, waiting for the sweet release of death. I wish I had never cured cancer.
Okay, you can't make a horror story out of curing cancer.
Well,
sorry,
yeah,
bud.
You can't.
You're alive
because
in the coffin
he's not
forever.
Forgotten because he
right.
cured cancer, so everyone knows
yeah.
who they are.
Oh,
yeah. And isn't that horrific to think that
is
cancer
horrific.
Is cured?
Horrific. Oh, my God.
No.
And for him to be in a coffin. I will say, I do not want to be in a coffin alive.
Oh, no. Being buried alive is so my biggest
yeah,
fear.
No, yeah, nobody.
I don't want to do that.
No. That's terrifying.
I mean,
you know? I feel like they did those on shows like back in the day, like Fear
yeah.
Factor. I don't want that.
Yeah.
They did on. Remember when they did on Traitors recently, and they put them in the coffin?
Oh, okay, but they're not buried; they're just in a coffin.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, because then you're just
top
in a box
was on.
Like, yeah, I'm claustrophobic, so like anything
Same.
That's like that really like upsets me. But then I'm thinking like if I'm buried in a, you're gonna run out of oxygen at some.
Yeah,
point.
Yeah.
I guess the most uncomfortable part is gonna be like shitting and pissing your pants, and then being stuck in the shit and piss with your in your box.
They dig it up there, like how is this filled? This is filled to the brim this with shit.
I shat in the box, how? Then the box shat in me.
How did he have so much shit that he filled up the coffin?
I drowned in my cum.
I think this person was genuinely trying to be scary.
Okay, let's do it.
My first mistake was ignoring the report of vampires in the city. My second mistake was buying that all-are-welcome doormat.
Oh, because vampires have to be invited
yeah.
in.
We've seen sinners.
Yeah, we've seen sinners.
I love
sinners.
My friends never understood why. Despite my vast wealth, I was terrified of large women carrying baskets. The origin of my phobia is
large
that
women?
A cursed day from my childhood when my little brother was stolen away in the basket of a horrible ogress never to be seen again.
That was your aunt, Christy. She was visiting you, bastard.
So that's like, those are the two longest sentences ever.
Also,
what? So
huh?
specific of an ogress?
Okay, this one's ridiculous. Oh. We can cut this one. I think it's really funny.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I went into my first day as a police officer happy as could be. Then they gave me the racism injection.
Oh. Oh. My heaven, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
So that's how it happened.
That's how it
This
occurs.
Person wrote this feeling really good. They're like,
they're
this
like,
is a movie.
That's how it goes.
They're like,
this is
check
a plot.
That.
Plot to a movie. Check that shit.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
God.
Jesus. That's so stupid.
Bad.
This is, I read this last time.
Okay.
This might be my favorite two-sentence horror. I love this one so much.
Okay.
I said this last time, and I just wanted to bring this one back.
Better
it's a classic.
Be good.
Okay.
I didn't know where the muffled screams were coming from until I lifted bun of my burger. That's when I saw that the patty was actually meat men. I love it. Meat
did,
men.
Did he say lifted bun of my burger?
Lifted bun of my burger, and it turns out the burger was actually meat men.
Meat men.
This is I
meat
my men. Brain. I'm on another planet.
So I need to break this down. Is the patty made of men?
It's made of meat men.
So
does
there's they're
mean?
Little men.
They're screaming meat.
They're
men.
Little men
that are meat.
That have made.
Oh, I hate that.
I know.
I actually really
it's
hate
actually
that.
Very
it's actually
scary.
Really,
really
scary. Really scary. That's
this
a
is actually
horror.
The best one I've ever heard.
This is actually the best one I've ever heard.
God, the thinking about meat men makes me want to scream.
Meat
cry.
Men and the creature are like the two legends of two sentence horror.
I don't remember the creature.
Oh, the creature.
The creature?
The creature. Yeah.
Do you remember it off the top of your head?
Well, there's a lot of stories that have to do with the creature. You know, it's like, oh, like, people are enjoying their cereal. They didn't know that I got the milk from my creature.
Oh.
Oh.
It's not a penis. It's a creature.
What? Nobody
like
said it
penis.
Was a penis.
I know, but
sounds
I just
like
didn't,
penis
I didn't want
me.
You to just, like,
That's
infer
so wild.
That.
That's
I can
what
see
I call
how you
mine.
Can infer that.
That's what you thought, that you thought that it was a penis right away when no one even mentioned
All
it.
All right. All right. Next story. At the zoo, the child fell over the railing and into the lion's den. The crowd screamed, and the child's mother watched in silent terror as the child unhinged their jaw to swallow the lion whole.
Okay.
So a reverse haram.
Yeah, a reverse haram, bae.
You ready for this next one?
No response from him. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I heard.
No, he heard.
That was good. That was funny.
He chose to ignore it.
It's funny.
Yeah. No, that's good.
No, he doesn't care.
We're not even halfway through these stories, so
that's a two cents horror.
Yeah. Am I right?
Go for it.
I was so surprised when my wife told me she was pregnant. We had been the only two left after the apocalypse a few years back, and we were lesbians.
Oh no!
Someone wrote that, and they were like, "Fuck,
get a donor."
So
the apocalypse happened. They're the only two left.
Ah, there's sperm.
So
somewhere.
It's immaculate conception, or she cheated on her.
But the apocalypse happened. They're the only two left.
Oh wait, they already had a kid.
What? No,
no.
Oh, so they're never gonna have a kid.
Well, no, she's pregnant.
Is that scary?
Who did that?
Uh-oh.
Somebody's lying.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
There's a guy hidden somewhere.
Right.
There's a little sperm here, hidden.
I'm trying to find where the horror is.
I don't even know.
Oh, could you imagine?
I don't think the person writing it knew.
No, they didn't. They wrote the word lesbians. And they were like, yes!
Got him.
Got him.
Want to sit on that bench? I asked her after a wonderful park date.
Oh.
No, not there. That is where I was murdered, she replied.
She's a ghost.
She's a ghost.
I love this Hallmark movie.
That's fun.
Where she follows them around and then at the end she goes, bye. And he goes, oh, did you see that little girl like hanging out with us? And it was like, what little girl? You mean this one who's been dead for 10 years?
He has the picture.
He has the photo in his pocket.
Yeah, and it's in a really nice frame.
I think this one, they were trying to be genuinely scary.
Okay.
I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
Our town's population sign says 1 million. That number is strictly maintained.
Oh, well, that's fun. That's a fun beginning of a like a plot.
Yeah, that
for,
sets
a,
it up.
For a thing.
That means if they go over 1 million,
they do a purge. They do a purge every now and then.
Right.
Whoa.
Or they turn them into the food.
Yeah, you know.
You know. Or it's like that one movie, I think it's The Seer or something, where they like have the one person like see what. Humanity used to be, or whatever.
The Giver.
And then the Giver.
Giver.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
The Seer.
The Seer, the Giver, you know. Whatever.
Wow. So it all started with this.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow. The authors read that 20 years ago.
Yeah, they're
like, we're going to have an idea.
Do you think authors and like horror directors get their ideas from subreddit?
It's actually very possible.
You were really happy with that.
I mean,
prompt.
Some creepypastas have been turned into movies and stuff. So
Slenderman.
Yeah. And other things.
Do you think that person got credit who created Slenderman?
No, I don't know, because some of them are kind of like anonymous. Yeah. So they're kind of like
when you create like an internet like creature thing, you like kind of lose your
unless you are the one who make the thing out of it, and that's happened. Some people have taken their stories, like Pen Pal, I think, got turned into a book, and it was by the person who wrote it on the internet. They turned
okay.
It.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's
you got to do it before Hollywood steals it from you.
Yeah, snatch.
The two boys and their sister counted the money in their piggy banks, and it was $6. Will the assassin on the dark web agree to kill daddy for $6? Asked the youngest.
What?
Okay,
this
so
is
they're
sick.
So they're
you ever think about that.
I thought the dad was going to be like held hostage, and they're like, we got to save him for $6.
No, they want to kill daddy.
They want to kill daddy on the dark web.
Kitties kill daddy.
These 6 year olds are on the dark web.
Should I tell them that $6 won't even cut clothes?
No, I won't do it.
Maybe if there's a cheap assassin, it's another kid who's
really
like, $6?
Budget assassin.
Oh my God, that's the sickest idea ever. Keep it.
Oh my God, I'm going to write that down.
With a comedy?
Okay.
Write that down.
Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Get him.
It's going to be a hit in 2012.
Star power.
For my second wish, I wish all blind people can see, but if only they pay monthly subscription to me. My first wish was to make everyone in the world go blind.
Okay, Black Mirror.
Oh my, I was just going to say that.
Like Black Mirror. Yeah.
Bad Mirror.
Did you see the first Black Mirror of this new season?
I saw they're all one-offs, so I just like hopped around if the premise seemed good.
Yeah.
Was this the one with Rashida Jones? I did watch that.
That one was sad.
So sad. Her name was Amanda.
It was a really good one, but it was so sad. I was like, oh, I don't want to be bummed out right now.
Yeah, I watched that on the treadmill.
That's not okay.
People are like, why is he crying while he's running?
I was just like, man, this sucks.
You're watching
15 incline.
15 incline.
I'm like,
you're going straight in.
God.
You're just hanging. You're doing pull-ups.
Yeah.
God.
Okay, this next one.
Okay.
Check this one out. Oh, don't worry. Amanda was picked up by her aunt an hour ago. Neither me nor my husband have a sister.
Dude, what? Don't even get it.
Oh, what? So this is just Amanda got kidnapped.
She got kidnapped.
I don't want to hear that.
Don't worry, you're not sitting on the aisle. You're not going to get kidnapped.
No, that's
you're sitting in the center of the movie.
That's why I don't sit on the aisle. I don't want to get snatched.
You're not going to get snatched.
Or someone tickle my back of my leg. That happens at movies, I hear.
This isn't Bugs Life 4D. You're not going to get tickled in the back. God, when the little do you know what I'm talking about?
Bugs Life 4D?
Yeah, or whatever 5D whatever?
No, I don't remember.
It's like a Disney. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What are you talking about?
The Disney, the Bugs Life movie. It wasn't a ride. It was like a sit-in movie theater.
I know Bugs Life.
Okay, yeah. At Disney World, there was like a Bugs Life thing.
And then you'd get like...
Yeah, they had a stinger come and poke your fucking back.
Didn't experience that.
Yeah.
Right?
That's terrible.
Isn't there... And every time I would watch the movie like this.
Comes out of your seat and punches you in the face.
I'd sit like this as a kid to avoid the stinger.
It's terrifying.
Anyway, there was that.
They mess up your back.
The original Alien thing before they turned it into Stitch with the anyway.
At Disney World in Florida.
Ooh. Yeah, that's spooky. That's
I saw footage of that. That is messed up.
And my mom's like, let's go on it.
Whew.
Anyway, it was horrific.
Let's go on it.
Back in the 90s when Disney World used to try to kill you.
Yeah.
Your mom has long legs. That's a bummer.
I actually love the setup of this one.
Okay.
I love this.
Okay.
I fainted when the teacher told me that a man named Mr. Adam came to pick up my son. Mr. Adam is the name my son gave to a background character who disappeared from the painting in my house 2 hours ago.
Okay, I actually like that.
I like a figure in a painting being gone suddenly.
That's really scary.
And then
scary.
It's like your son starts to say like, oh yeah, I saw him. It's like, what? That actually gives me the spooks. I'm like, ooh.
The ones that are good like are the setup to something that could be, more actually interesting. But I like that. That's good. I like that.
I really like horror movies where the kid says something that's like, did you see him? And it's like, see who? The guy in the painting. And you're like,
yeah.
Well, I've got good news for you. That's about half of all horror movies.
I know.
Is a kid saying something.
And I love it.
When I was babysitting yesterday, a little part of me was like, I hope you don't talk to anyone that's not actually there because I'm going to freak out a little bit.
Yeah.
My niece and nephew did. My niece before, my first niece, my goddaughter, before she would go to bed was go, will you please check the closet? The witch is in there.
Ooh.
I'm not kidding. and me being that person was like, I really don't want to. And I would look in, there was nothing there. And then I learned that her dad, to scare her once, was like, don't go running down there. There's a donkey and a witch. And he just said it. And that's why.
Oh,
and now
got
she's
it.
Scarred
to
for
scare
life.
Her.
And my mom would like do this thing where she was like, you got to take the donkey out of the room before you tuck her in. I was like, I'm not doing that. I don't know who the donkey is, and I'm not doing that. But I watched my mom go, come on, little donkey, and take out this fake donkey. And then she slept.
How'd she lure the witch out?
Donkey!
Oh, the witch stayed.
Oh, the witch
stayed. The witch is always there.
Yeah.
Daddy, why did you start painting my room blue? Because it's a nice color, sweetie, I say while I slip the crushed peanuts into her lunch.
What?
Stupid.
Oh, what?
So it doesn't even establish that she has a peanut allergy. He's just doing it.
What?
So what's the paint about?
Is the blue like supposed to be the sky where she's going to die?
He's redoing the room.
He's repainting the room.
He needs an office.
He's repainting the room because it's no longer going to be her room. Then he's
that's awful.
Giving her as I slip that the crush peanuts into her lunch. It's insane.
Do you guys remember The Sixth Sense? The best movie ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember Misha Barton's story?
Oh, terrifying.
Where she died and then she, you know how he sees dead people?
Yeah, I saw it once a long time ago.
Where she grabs his legs to try to tell him to solve her murder, and it's the husband's wife. So her stepmom has been slowly poisoning her, and she set up a camera.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's essentially the same story.
Mm-hmm.
So they stole it from Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically they stole it from Sixth Sense.
Yeah, they stole it from Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When his girlfriend ghosted him, he decided to upload their sex videos on the internet. After taking his newly prescribed meds, he opened his laptop only to find videos of him making love to the air.
Trisha Paytas did that one time. Sorry.
Which part?
No one remembers that. Which she part? Fucked a ghost one time. What's up?
Whoa.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Did you see that?
Yeah, no. It was like a profile view, and she was just like going like, yeah. And she was like fucking a ghost. I don't know. This was in her like Bing Bong era.
Wait.
It was in her Bing Bong era.
Did you watch? What? How do you watch it?
She like uploaded a video on I think Twitter or something.
Can you find it?
I probably could find it.
Okay.
I can show you later.
Wow. Okay.
So that's what that was suggesting, right? Is that he's fucking
a ghost?
People say that a lot, though. They say like they have sex with aliens.
I've heard people say they've had sex with aliens or ghosts and stuff. I've heard
none of them have hit me up.
Oh, you have to be chosen.
Yeah.
You got to go to bed chosen. Looking cute. Chosen.
Aliens? I'm prepared.
Aliens. Come on.
I've douched for you. The water runs clear with me.
Is that what that movie A River Runs Through it's about?
No. Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah. That's a great movie.
It's about a perfectly clean cavity.
A river runs through it. Please stop.
Okay.
That Legends of the Fall. Good one.
Yeah, that's the sequel. All right.
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
Isn't Brad Pitt in both of those?
Got your nose, Daddy, my son squealed excitedly, ripping my nose
down.
From my
exactly.
What?
Smiling at my son, I reattached the prosthetic and wished I hadn't done so much cocaine back in college.
Oh, he undid the scary part?
He undid the scary
part. Wait, what's the original?
I got your nose.
I got your nose, and I'm like, oh, he's going to rip the nose off. And then he was like, but it actually was a prosthetic because I did coke in college. It's like, okay.
That prosthetic must have been like easily put on there. He should get that redone.
Maybe it's a little magnet. Take it on, take it off.
That's awful. Could you imagine?
Smoshmouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice.
Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called AutoQuote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you.
Give it a try after this episode at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Yeah, you put it in the bubbling water next to your bed when you go to sleep. Yeah.
You're like kissing someone. You're like, oh my God.
Sorry, this is in the way. All right. Fuck. I would want mine to make a pop sound when I took it.
You
off.
Want that?
Yeah, yeah. I'd put a little speaker in there, like a gift card thing.
What?
When you open it up and it goes, where? Okay. Next.
Two bad scented horrors make me feel like I'm tripping.
Mm-hmm.
As I climbed to the top of Everest, I realized they had lied. If anything, it's melting up here. I should take my jacket off.
Uh-oh. You know what he has.
Hypothermia.
Yeah, he has that disease where you walk out and you take off all your clothes and you think you're hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Well, it's hypothermia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah.
Remember
when they found those hikers and they all were naked and all their clothes were, or is that a horror movie?
I mean, Mount Everest has a bunch of dead people on it.
It literally does. I don't know why people want to do it.
I also heard that Mount Everest has a bunch of trash
up there.
It does.
It's
a
ton of trash. You can't clean up after yourself. Yeah. So
sad.
So people risk their lives and go up on this huge mountain to trash the place and potentially die. And then they're like, you've got to climb Everest.
I know. And I'm like, no.
You're going to love it. No.
There's a movie called Everest. That's an old 90s movie.
Thanks. That's awesome.
It's a good one.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
You'll never see me jump out of an airplane with a parachute, and you'll never see me climb a mountain where I could potentially fall off. Too clumsy.
I kind of agree with you about the airplane part.
Yeah.
Mountain part, maybe, but not Everest.
Yeah.
Well, you could do the climb of the mountain, then you could skydive off of it if you fall.
Okay.
Wow. Is that your plan?
Not going to do that.
Whoa.
Hey, guys. It's Long Legs. Hello.
In looking for bad two-sentence horror stories, I found this posted a couple different places. It is a real article from BBC News.
Okay, can you read it in a British accent for us?
It's a real two-sentence horror story.
Okay, it's got to be British.
A little girl said monsters were in her bedroom. It was 60,000 bees.
That's a lot of bees.
Wait.
The fact that they knew, like, oh, that's 60,000 for sure.
What?
60,000 bees in her bedroom.
60,000 bees were in her bedroom.
So I guess she's hearing like a...
Yeah. I feel like I'm falling in a tunnel in a black hole going, oh, help. And you guys are really far up, like almost get out. And there's no way I can get to
like,
the top.
Like, 60,000.
Like, you get it, right? And I'm like, I get it.
I get it. It was 1955 when Dad left to get a pack of cigarettes and a carton of milk. Mm-hmm. It was 2025 when he returned with the cigarettes and the milk, and he hadn't aged at all.
Oh, my God. He went through a portal.
Yeah, he went through a portal.
See, that's fun.
The milk portal.
Oh.
That's fun.
The milk
that's
portal.
That's fun.
I don't think I would date a guy who would just get a pack of cigarettes and milk. I feel like that's just
who
that.
Gets a pack of cigarettes
that's
and milk?
Typical guy.
That's called a dude lunch.
That's a dude lunch.
That's a dude lunch. We've heard about girl dinner. Dude lunch?
Dude lunch.
Cigarette.
And that's cigarettes and milk.
Cigarettes and milk. You dip them like Oreos.
It probably hits.
You dip them like Oreos.
You guys didn't watch this newest season of Survivor, but there were two grown-ass men who love milk, and they openly talked about it, that they drink milk all the time.
People who drink milk as a snack, I don't trust them.
That's
why
do
I don't trust Arasha, because she's like, oh, yeah, I'll drink a glass of milk. And yeah, I'm like, I don't trust you.
I don't do that.
Arde drinks milk. I know. No, I know.
Really? What kind?
Don't tell him I told you.
Can you tell me what kind?
Whole.
I guess that's better than whole. Skim.
Oh. I grew up on skim.
So did I.
I won't
it's
touch
nasty.
Skim. It's water.
Nasty. It's water.
It's white
it's
water.
It's white water. Thank you.
It's water.
Yeah.
It's for sure water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I grew up on it too. But
you did?
It's skim milk, yeah.
Did
skim
it help us in any way, guys?
No.
Okay.
No, I, you know, the posters told me I would be like Michael Jordan, and it never happened.
So I don't think that's ever going to happen for you.
I'm starting to break it to you. It might not happen
I think
anymore.
I might be the polar opposite of Michael Jordan in so many ways.
I don't think that's ever not going to work for you, bud.
There's some sort of spectrum where I'm on the opposite.
Yeah, you're not getting there. Ever.
Nope.
Nope.
All right. I watched everyone evacuate from the coast as the sea receded after an earthquake.
Tsunami.
3 days later, the water hasn't returned yet.
Oh, so the tsunami never came.
The tsunami didn't come, but the cum and the
sink. The cum and the sink.
And they sunk in.
That's where all the water went.
Yeah.
Okay. So the ocean's gone?
The ocean's gone. It's not coming back.
I get it.
That's
the ocean's scary, but also, come on.
This one's really good.
Okay.
My wife got me a bracelet with the first initials of our kids on it. Now I lay on the side of the road, paramedics dragging me, as I silently pray for Donna, Nick, and Rachel. Did you
got
get it?
He's got his bracelet DNR. Says DNR, do not resuscitate. So he's like, oh, if I die, I'm not going to get resuscitated because those are my kids' names.
So she wanted him dead.
I think that's a liberty you're taking right
now.
But I like
she
it.
She gave him a bracelet.
She purposefully named her kids DNR so that when he eventually would get in an accident, which she planned.
She planned.
That's some 5D
her
chess
Her boyfriend
right there.
Hit him.
Okay.
And the kid hit her, too.
and
the
toddler
evil toddler.
Was like, and I'm going to hit you.
I'm
going to
hit you, too. I have
good.
Slain all the soldiers in your skeleton army. It's time for you to give up now. Ah, but you forgot one, said the evil wizard, as I began to feel a strange itch deep in my bones.
Oh, he's a skeleton.
He's a skeleton.
We all are.
I struggle when stories are like, wait, I've been dead this whole time? Speaking of Sixth Sense.
Yeah, but you love Sixth Sense.
Spoiler alert. I love Sixth Sense. And trust me, I was stunned with that ending.
I've already said this. When I first watched it, I think it was like a weekend or a day home from school. And my mom's like, isn't it crazy that he's dead the whole time? And I went, I didn't know that. And then she was like,
You told me this. And
I never got to experience that movie how it was supposed to be experienced.
Really hard for me to handle.
Yep. It's okay.
Shane didn't listen to anything we said.
Sorry, I'm looking through.
No. I love our podcast. It's great. Okay.
Hey, you guys. How is that?
I know when Shane is focused on something that he's ready to read.
Because I'm reading some of these, and I'm like, some of these are awful. And some of these that I found, I'm like, oh, they're not scary, but they're just like, okay.
Love it.
Okay. But here we go. Okay. This one's gross.
Yes.
Oh.
But it's dumb.
Okay.
To think that such a disgusting lump of flesh nearly killed you, the surgeon mused, holding the extracted tumor above the patient's young body. Now dispose of it, replied the tumor.
That's awesome.
Dispose of the body.
The tumor is alive.
Yeah. I actually like that.
That's fun.
That feels fun.
Ha 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 ha, the brothers laughed as they leafed through their family photo album. These all look AI generated. Next, you'll be saying we look nothing alike, their mother joked stiffly, who'd given up her a career as a nurse to raise them.
Who'd given up her a career? Wait.
What?
Reread that?
What?
Hold on, what? Reread that one.
Who'd given up her a career?
What?
The horror is reality. Ha ha ha, the brothers laughed as they leafed through their family photo album. These all look AI generated. Next, you'll be saying we look nothing alike, their mother joked stiffly, who'd given up her career as a nurse to raise them.
What's the horror?
I don't know.
I think the sentence grammar is the horror in that one.
Yeah.
What?
What's the AI generated?
I don't know.
Okay.
She's a nurse, means she stole 3 children. And all those kids are not actually hers.
You're the perfect audience for these 2-sentence horrors because you're filling in blanks.
You actually make it make sense.
There. Yeah, that weren't there at all. And the writer's
fun.
Like, I never thought about that.
Okay.
I told my wife of 20 years that I had believed I was going blind when everything started to turn black. When I opened my eyes, my college roommate said, "Hey, dude, pass the salvia. It's been my turn for the last 10 minutes.
No! He tripped into a whole other world where he had a wife.
God.
That's awful. Have you guys ever done salvia?
No.
No, what the fuck?
Me neither.
Okay, good. Glad we established that.
Me neither.
The way you're saying it, I'm not sure.
No, I really have not.
Okay.
But I knew people who did.
I remember when I was a teenager, the stories you'd hear about salvia were nuts.
Yeah. Exactly. I did not do that.
I never heard of anyone I know smoking salvia, but people talked about it.
Yeah.
They're just like, have you heard about salvia?
Yeah.
And it made me go, I'd never want to do that.
Yeah, of course. Same.
And that's it. I accidentally put the crushed peanuts one again there at the bottom.
Let's hear it again.
That's so awkward.
Daddy, why did you start painting my room blue? Because it's a nice color, sweetie, I say while I slip the crushed peanuts into her lunch.
God, it's, you know how like when you watch a movie back after you've watched it through and it's different the second time you read it?
And you know what I thought? She wanted crunchy peanut butter and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that's the horror, is that it was never scary at all.
At all.
Yeah. I found some from The Creature.
Okay.
Selena put some creature ones in
I'd
here.
I'd love to hear some creature ones.
We read these last time, but they're so good. It almost feels like Christmas, except I've got no eggnog. Thankfully, I can just milk some more from my creature.
Okay, I would love that creature.
Me too. That would be awesome. Eggnog forever?
I'm an eggnog freak.
Me too. Why do we only have it at Christmas?
I love eggnog.
I don't know. It pisses me off.
I love eggnog, but I will say I drink a glass, and then I'm like, I have to lay down for the rest of the day.
And that's the glory of eggnog.
Yes, you don't have to do anything around Christmas.
I do whiskey. What do you do with eggnog?
Oh, we used to do Bailey's, and then we would do whiskey. Like
Bailey's is crazy because that's more cream.
Family event, no, disgusting, awful, horrible, delicious.
Yeah.
Family events was like, I think it was whiskey, rum.
Right.
And I think it was Bailey's, and then it was delicious eggnog.
I love like a angry whiskey, like a rye or something, and so that can really bite through. And I just drink that sap
so
by the fire.
Are you guys going to judge me when I tell you my family drinks it sober? We just drink eggnog.
No,
I'm not
going to
judge you.
Well, I never actually put alcohol in eggnog.
It's like melted ice cream. Just drink it. Really good.
I've had both.
No, I've heard it.
It like makes sense.
Yeah,
when you
like
have
the cinnamon,
because then there's
a spice.
Because then you drink it and you're like, it's like cold nutmeg, yum, and then it goes like warm, and you're like, oh, Christmas.
I have had it with it, but it's just my family just.
Right.
Typically doesn't.
And let me just say the prepackaged ones that are like spiked eggnog, those are nasty.
No, don't get those.
Get eggnog and
And you just
an alcohol.
Stir it in.
Yeah.
Also, oat milk eggnog, I know, crazy, but if you can't do lactose, that
it's
is okay.
It's decent. Yeah.
It's decent.
That's good for like an eggnog latte. That's good to drink on its own, the oat milk one, because then it's not like drinking straight
cream.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
It's so good. I fucking love it so much.
And that's it.
Wow.
Whoa.
What do you think of mine?
The creature?
Boo said the ghost.
No.
It's Polo, said the other ghost. Are they playing Marco Polo?
They're playing Marco Polo.
I told Selena, I don't think that counts as a two-sentence word. That counts as a joke. That's a perfectly crafted joke.
It's a really good bit. That's a well-crafted
dad joke. Boo said the ghost. No, it's Polo, said the other ghost.
And they're friends. They've been friends a long time, those ghosts.
Just because they're ghosts.
But they're ghosts.
Oh,
ghosts that's the horror, but
inherently have to be scary.
Yeah, some ghosts are chill.
I think ghosts are inherently silly.
Well, you've never had a spooky ghost happen
to them. Okay, so, you know, someday I die and I become a ghost. What, I'm suddenly scary now? I stop being silly?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be more silly.
But you've seen shit when you're a ghost, so I think you're going to be scary.
What have I seen?
No, it's the way that you're trying to communicate that becomes, you're like, hey guys, and then they see you going, oh, yeah, yeah. And they're like, it has nothing to do with you being a silly
guy.
Exactly.
Okay. I get that. Fair.
I'm trying to think of a two-sentence horror right now, and I know it's not good, but I want something like.
Just give it a shot. Let it spill out of your mouth.
Hey.
Okay. Well, you didn't start off well.
Hey, mom, why is dad upstairs in my bedroom? And then the mom goes, your father's been dead for 5 years.
That's better than half the ones we've read today.
I just love that shit. Wait, can I say something really? I know we're about to end, but I'm not kidding. I went on a like girls' cabin trip to Idlewild. It was so much fun. But what we didn't realize is the house was actually haunted.
Oh.
And the dog is the mayor.
No.
That's the two cents horror.
No.
He is.
It was actually haunted. But the guy who like rented it to us was like, oh no, it's haunted. And literally, I was staying up in the attic area with my friend Sam.
Most haunted part.
And she goes, Amanda, can you grab my shirt? It was like a sweatshirt or whatever. And I come out of the bathroom downstairs. And I went, huh? She goes, didn't you just walk upstairs? And I said, no. And Lauren, our other friend, went, I saw her walk upstairs. And they both said what I was wearing. And it matched. And it wasn't me. And there was no one up there.
You had a mimic. That's what they call them. I watch TikTok.
Or they saw the future.
Yeah, that's true.
Going upstairs?
I've got a two-sentence horror.
Go.
And it's pretty good, maybe.
Go.
And I got to kind of like figure it out as I say it. Okay.
Let it spill out.
I thought I asked my mom for creamy peanut butter when I was eating my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But that's when... But then it was crunchy, and I realized all my teeth had fallen out.
Oh.
You know what that means? You were dreaming because it was a teeth falling out dream.
Okay, well, I was actually just coming up with the two sentences.
Then you woke up and you said, can I have a peanut butter jelly sandwich? And your mom replied, what's peanut butter? And you live in a world where peanut butter doesn't exist.
Wow, the room's blue. Crazy.
The room is blue.
Do you got one? Do you have a stupid one?
Okay.
Send them off with it.
All right.
This is the last part of the podcast. The stakes are high.
Okay, as I began scratching the itch on my arm, my wife said, I guess you'll find out if it's really cake or not. Because it's
I
could be cake.
Oh.
See? What if I'm cake?
That's a good
one. That's how we're going to end it.
See? What if I'm cake?
And I'm grateful that we're ending it here.
What if I'm cake?
So you're cake?
What if I'm cake?
What if he's cake?
Guys, I'm so far down this get-out tunnel, I don't know where I am.
Come back.
Help me. Wow. Those two-sentence horrors.
I hope you guys aren't too scared.
Yeah.
Turn the lights back on.
You're safe, guys. It's okay.
Everything's okay.
You're good.
We're here with you.
Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah, thanks, Tommy.
Can you tell I'm out of my mind?
We needed you more than you needed us.
Thanks, guys. This was awesome.
All right,
I love hearing stories from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
And if you
didn't miss a single minute.
Yep. And if you see an old lady at the movie theater and she sits next to you, don't worry about it. She will move.
She will leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye.
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 It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.